What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's go right now to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Bobby, you're on the air.
I think you got me, right?
Who have I got? We already did Bobby, so... all right, this is Mark in North Carolina. Okay, Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. First of all, I just make sure you're all right. We were a little concerned about you. You hadn't been on for the last couple of days, you know? So,
well, like I said, it was doctor stuff. They changed an appointment on me on Friday, and yesterday they said, you got to go in for tests, or you're going to have to wait till November. So I went in, and they stuck me with all kinds of needles, and I got bruises all over my body now. Not all of which I could show you on the camera, you know. So,
well, you know, hopefully everything's all right. You know, that's the main thing. Anyway, Mike, I just want to say about Kamala Harris. I'm really starting. You know, if I was a real conspiracy theorist, I'd wonder whether the deal is to get Trump in there for another 4 years. Period. By both the Democrats and the Republicans, for whatever reason, because this is probably the worst choice Biden could have made, because this woman is polarizing, the most polarizing of all the candidates on the left, not on the right. When I talk about the left, I'm talking about the actual left, the populist left, anti-war left. I go sometimes a lot of times to the sites, right, and they're you know, and some of them are shows. Like you take some. I don't know if you ever heard of Caleb Maupin. He's on YouTube quite a bit. He's also on he's also a reporter on RT. He's an admitted communist, okay? I mean, he makes no bones about it. I mean, he talks about the history of communism and everything else. At the same time, he doesn't believe in overthrowing the government or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he argues that it's the best system out there, okay? He has said Kamala Harris, of all people, is out and out evil. He says she is out and out evil. And I hear and see other people like Graham Elwood, Nico House, the Conversation Couch, the Convo Couch. I'm not sure the names of those two on the Convo Couch. These are rational but real hardcore, you know, leftists. They believe in, you know, Medicare for all, and government should let's say the our natural resources and stuff like that. But they're not, you know, they're not for overthrowing the, you know, for violence either. They're all against this woman. They think this woman is horrible. Tulsi Gabbard, of course, exposed her during the debates, knocked her right out. All Trump has to do. If play that debate right there, he probably wouldn't have to do anything else. I mean, it's like I said, it's almost as if Biden wants to ensure that he's not going to win. Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe he doesn't even know what he's doing. But I don't know who would have advised him to pick her. Not that I don't want Biden to win. Obviously, you know, as bad as Trump is, I went through that thing with Tom last week. As bad as Biden is, as bad as Trump is, the Democrats are that much worse. But the Democrats of today. So but Trump disgusts me more and more too. He puts this guy Elliot Abram in now, is in charge of Iran affairs. This guy should be in prison. He shouldn't be doing anything. Elliot Abrams. He was convicted in the Iran-Contra affair, and then I think pardoned by H.W. Bush. This guy's a convicted felon. He's a war criminal, and yet Trump puts him in charge of that. So, I mean, I am really disgusted because I don't like Trump. He's disappointed me very badly. I think he's a horrible president, but I'll be darned. But you can't get more horrible than Biden and Obama before. Biden and Obama were bad enough. And now this guy, now Biden is a total, you know, he totally doesn't even know what he's doing. He barely knows what planet he's on. And this woman is a horror show. So obviously I'm going to vote for Trump. I got no choice. Unless somehow Ventura gets in there, and but it's probably too late if he, even if he did.
I think he's missed the deadline.
All right, so there it is. That's basically the choice right now. The guy on the Green Party, I think his name is Howie Hawkins. He's nothing but another neoliberal, warmongering neoliberal. And I'm not even sure who. I think some woman who was running in a Libertarian Party. From what I understand, is no bargain. On top of that, John Bolton says he's now a member of the Libertarian Party. So what does that tell you? That tells you to stay away from the Libertarians. So basically, there really is no, not much of a choice, Mike. They pretty much narrowed it down.
No, there really isn't. And, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm supporting Trump primarily because I don't want Biden. But then back in 2016, I supported Trump because I didn't want Hillary Clinton. And I wish we had a better choice.
Yeah, well, I really had hopes for Trump in 2016. I believed what he was saying. I said, wow, this guy, you know, hopefully this guy is really means what he said. And unfortunately, he didn't. He put the same so-called swamp, I call it sewer, right in there and restocked the sewer on top of it with a creature like Elliot Abrams and Bolton and Pompeo. I mean, these people are garbage, plain and simple, garbage. So, but again, you know, this is a choice. It's like I said. Well, I'll give you another example. If I was going to run head on into a speeding train or an 18-wheeler, which would be worse? I'd say the train would probably be worse. You might have some kind of a shot with an 18-wheeler of surviving and maybe getting a, you know, in one piece, but you'd have none if you hit the speeding train. So that's pretty much what it comes down to between the these two parties today. You want to be hit by the speeding train or the 18-wheeler? It's terrible, but, you know, unfortunately, Mike, that's what it comes down to. Hey, by the way, the guy was talking about silver. I think if I'm going to buy silver, I'm going to buy some local people, okay? I understand it pretty good around here. So, you know, I'm still not sure whether I'm even going to buy it or not. I don't know if it's really worth it or not. You know, it's not that I got a lot of money to spend. And I called the online places, and they said they want, you have to buy $10,000 to $15,000 worth of either gold or silver now. You know, I don't got $10,000 to $15,000 to spend on either of those.
Nope.
He said, we can't buy sell you any less because it is a shortage. You know, so if I'm going to buy anything, it's going to be from somebody local. Meanwhile, another good thing is to stock up on ammunition because it's maybe needed. On top of that, it may be worth something. You know, if it really hits the fan, you
great
know?
Barter item. A great barter item.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know why they call the little 1 ounce glass of whiskey a shot?
No, not really.
Because during the gold rush, the price of that 1 ounce glass of whiskey was one bullet. A
no
shot.
No kidding. Wow.
Give me a shot of whiskey.
All right.
Here's your bullet. Here's your whiskey.
I mean, you know, I got enough ammunition as it is, but maybe it's good to buy some more, maybe, because that might be more important than either gold or silver, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Learn how to build a still.
Yeah, exactly. And grow some food. That's the best thing. And it looks to me like we're headed in that direction.
Grow corn.
By the way,
put it in the still.
Yeah. When we would talk about now the vaccines, I'm disgusted with Putin, by the way, what he's doing in Russia, you know?
Yeah.
But, again, that's there and this is here. I think if they try to force a vaccine on the American people, that's going to be the start of the Civil War. Not so much the left-right confrontations and all the nonsense with the so-called BLM, I say so-called because they're mostly white, and the Antifa. I don't think that. I think the real start of the Civil War is if one or two things happen. They come after, they try to vaccinate us, or they even, let's say, try to say, okay, you can't go buy anything in a store if you don't vaccinate. I think that'll start off the Civil War right there. And or, of course, if they come after the guns, that'll start the Civil War. So,
well,
you know,
I'm concerned, you know, especially given recent events in Belarus. We already know going into the November election there's going to be massive rigging. And if Biden wins and there is very obvious, undeniable evidence that the election was rigged. We could see rioting in the streets of America the same way that we're seeing in Belarus right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Personally, I like the guy in Belarus. I like what he did with the lockdowns. He said, no, we're not going to lock down. We're not going to do any of this stuff. Just drink vodka and, what is it, play soccer. And from what I understand, they had very little of the virus there either. So, I mean, yep. To me, that's probably one of the reasons nobody likes him. It seems like he's not liked by the West, by NATO and all that. He's also not liked by Putin. So, you know. So that tells me he's probably doing something right. If nobody likes him, especially today, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Other than that, that's pretty much it, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. Was to let you go here. And before I take the next call, just another reminder, because somebody already emailed me in, the precious metal dealer that will help out RBN with your order is named Jeff Bennett, and his phone number, grab a pencil or a pen or scratch it into the desk with a paper clip, area code 602-799-8214. We're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. You know, whenever you're gone, the Rivero Rangers get worked up because their captain's out of action. So we like an update, you know, when we hear from you.
Well, I'm an old guy. You know, I'm turning 68 here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm dealing, you know, with old guy medical issues. And the doctors say I'm going to get over this, you know, but it's just going to take a while. But I should be back to my normal, energetic, obnoxious, annoying self soon.
Michael, you got a lot of left in the tank if you were on if you're on half speed, you know what I mean? You'll spin circles around Biden.
All right, well then write me in on the ballot in November. And I'm going to name my vice presidential running mate. It's the Lady Claire.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No other better mate to have.
Yeah.
But you know, I wanted to add on to what Mark was saying, and I wanted to, you know, just let Paul know for his own information that Monex and Kitco and those guys, they have had some very specious dealings from time to time, so you might want to watch them. And I do know Jeffrey Bennett is an awesome, excellent source. He is an awesome source, and it's no bull, no punches pulled. I mean, your stuff's there. It's there on time. And Jeff is really excellent with everything from the history of whatever metal you're buying to the delivery. So that is a very excellent choice. And to help RBN is always wonderful.
Well, somebody sent me in an article about how China got a bunch of gold bars from Fort Knox, directly from Fort Knox, that turned out to have tungsten cores. So now I think Americans really have a right to know what happened to their gold stored in Fort Knox. Did somebody really rip off Fort Knox?
Yeah, well, and Ron Paul tried to audit that, too, for quite a bit of time, and we didn't get very far.
No, it didn't.
But,
they opened one vault door and said, see, there's gold inside there. You can't touch it. You can't analyze it. You can't assay it. Just take our word for it. It's real gold. Slam. Get out of here.
Yeah, and that's a sad commentary, because something so detrimental to our economy should be like an annual event, you know. I mean, that audit should be there with people clapping, and it should be like on Wall Street, you know, at the end of the day when they rally. That's what that audit of Fort Knox should be like.
Yeah, because technically that's our money. That's our gold in there, and it should be audited, but it hasn't had a full audit in something like 50 years.
Very, very sad. It's very sad. But I wanted to comment. I really like this Kamala Harris pick, because what you got is another overly powered black female with an abusive history of power. And I think it's great for the times, because you could fit her right in with what's the one in Chicago, Lightly, or whatever her name is there. And then you got Bottoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got
I thought it should have gone with Tammy Duckworth, but that's just my opinion.
So, I mean, you got a real cast going there that I think really is really good for Trump to beat up on. However, I think when by by him picking her, I think that just absolutely sealed the deal to see Hillary come flying in, because like what you commented on, once they realize she can't ever be president, even if Biden, something happened to him, you know,
well,
they're going to change.
Something happens. Let me throw a little nightmare your way. What happens if Biden is forced to step down for his mental issues? Kamala Harris becomes president, and she appoints Hillary as vice president.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's so many ways you can deal the cards, right, Michael?
Yep.
And that's the sad thing, that you know, nothing is definitive like we would like to see it be, but unfortunately, that's where we're at with these elections and these times we're living in now. We're you know, direct disobeying of the Constitution is the norm. But I really like this, because what you have is a hypocritical black woman who's manufactured or withheld evidence that would vindicate people that she's put away, who you got to believe the majority of them are black. You know, so you have that dynamic going. And then you also have her as being a hypocrite, saying, well, you know, I was smoking marijuana and listening to Snoop Dogg. So, you know, what else can you say? But every day you get up, it's another crazy scenario of events. And I like
yes.
Peter. I always like Peter's calls. But, you know, I wanted to add one thing to that, and I may be incorrect, but my understanding on the Japanese and dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was that the real telltale sign was in the negotiations, when the U.S. said, and more or less, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, because when we drop this third bomb, it's headed for Tokyo. But the only catch was they only had two bombs and they already had used them.
Yeah, again, that enrichment process took a lot of time and energy. And, you know, I mean, if you look at the size of the facilities there, you know, and how much resources they took to get the enrichment going. And that's always, of course, been the big problem, is the most efficient way to enrich uranium. Let's see. You're right. They built only three bombs. There was the Trinity bomb, which was a plutonium device. There was the little boy uranium bomb, which they knew was going to go off. The big trick was to make sure it didn't go off until they wanted it to. And then there was the Fat Man, which was essentially the deployable version of the Trinity bomb.
Yeah, and I mean, at the time, for that day-date era, you know, I mean, you know, how phenomenal. But the process took so long. And I'm not sure, Michael, and I'm sure you probably know this, but how long was the development from the time, you know, when engineering and studies began and everything like that, before the first bomb was actually in production? You know how long that was?
That was quite a long time, as I recall.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So it wasn't quite so easy to just throw one together and, you know, ship it out there and drop it off wherever you want it.
No, the hard part was making the weapons-grade uranium and plutonium, and they contracted with several universities to do that. And then, of course, they built the Oak Ridge facility, where they had the they had a fancy name for it, the teleotrons, I think, or something like that was called, which were these gigantic magnetic separators. This was before uranium hexafluoride and centrifuges were discovered to be a more efficient means of enrichment. But one of the reasons why they started dumping fluoride into our drinking water was to get rid of the surplus fluoride that was being generated by the uranium hexafluoride process.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what a fascinating process to hear of all this at the timetable. Michael, it's great to hear you're okay. We're glad to have you back, of course, and keep up the great show. Thank you very much.
As long as I can, we got to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hello. Public Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and talk is still going on about Biden picks Kamala Harris's running mate, and they've got all the talking heads out there. This has been, what, half an hour already, and that's still the only news they're carrying. I'm sorry, it's not that big a deal. Don Adams said it was the most boring job in the government. Okay, let's see. Somebody sent me an email. Kamala Harris has violated Title VIII for aiding and harboring illegals all over California. That's definitely true. If she were convicted, she would be ineligible for the presidency and by extension, the vice presidency. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Starfire in Pennsylvania. Hello, Starfire. Welcome to the show. What's on
your mind? Hi, Mike. Well, I was going to say about the lady, but maybe I misunderstood you. Did you say she is African-American and Native American?
No, she identifies as African-American, but she was born in Oakland, California, and her parentage is Jamaican and Indian, as in East Indian.
Okay, because I was going to say, we have to carry cards. These people that keep saying they are, they need to get their cards, and if they don't have one, don't say they is. And another thing I was going to talk to you about, our neighborhood now, we have got what they call a neighborhood watch, that if anything go down, we're all getting together and protecting our neighborhood. And a lot of people out there can do the same thing. You know, if go ahead.
I was going to say, Neighborhood Watch has been around for a long time now, and mostly, as the name implies, it was just about keeping an eye out and calling the police when necessary. And you got to be very careful about crossing that line into vigilantism. But with police departments being cut and defunded across the country, it seems almost inevitable that neighborhoods are going to form their own little localized block militias, if you will, to try and discourage criminals from coming in and being criminals.
Hold on, my husband's going to talk to you.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah,
yes.
This is our better half. You know, because the time to coordinate is now, because, you know, you're not going to be on the air. Nobody's going to pull the plug, you know that. So we can't coordinate. So that's what she was trying to convey.
Well, I thought they'd pulled the plug this morning when I got up and couldn't log into my website, but that turned out to be a technical issue.
Yeah, we just never know. You know, you got to be prepared now, most of the people. You know, we're getting neighbors together with the same mindset, you know, so we should fare fairly well.
Especially well, good for you.
Andy Fogg comes to town, he'll have a problem.
You know, have a good organization, have a good set of rules right up at front, and just remind everybody this is not the Wild West. This is our homes that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't pull the trigger unless you absolutely have no other choice.
Last resort. You're absolutely right. Yes. Okay, Mike, we'll let you go then. Thank you for the time. You take care.
Well, thank you for the phone call. And, in this age when we're seeing police departments defunded and disbanded, it's almost inevitable we're going to see local communities organizing for their own self-protection, because we've already seen in cities where the police departments are being cut back by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, crime is going through the roof. We're being turned into, you know, a crimeocracy, if you will. That's not good. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, Lebanon has declared a two-week state of emergency in Beirut, followed up by the government's resignation. And they've got massive riots over there. And you have to wonder what the thought process is going in there, because basically half the city got blown up by this explosion of the ammonium nitrate. And then they're going to, what, burn down the other half of it in their displeasure? But anyway, apparently the government has stepped down and the riots are still going on. So there's something weird about what's happening over there. Iran sends humanitarian aid to Lebanon after the blast. Good, they're going to need it here. And apparently Lebanon has less than a month's grain reserves. Fortunately, they have enough flour stockpile to avoid a crisis. Over in Portland, the rioting has spread to residential areas. Apparently, a woman was confronted in her home late last week as rioting continued in Oregon's largest city with no end in sight. And Fox News is still talking about Kamala Harris and nothing at all about what's going on in Portland. You know, the more and more I look at the corporate news these days, and I look at it mostly to find out what are they not reporting on, there's a lot they're not reporting on. They don't want you paying attention to what's happening in Portland or Chicago, for that matter. Anyway. Let's see, Seattle. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. It's time for another commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. Good to talk to you. And I would agree with your doctors that you are getting better, because mm-hmm. I can hear it in your voice, you know.
Thank you.
And I would suggest some Yahoo meditation videos when you go to sleep at night for 5 or 10 minutes. They'll go all night for 8 hours, but they'll probably keep Claire up. So I wouldn't recommend that.
But while I don't want to keep clear up from your tankings.
Yeah. I hear you. I while you were gone, I just wanted to call up about Sunday. You know, I TiVo some of these shows. I don't get to watch all of them. But one thing that interests me that involved, it turns into the peddling, the influence. I know guys have called in. You've mentioned how this corporate media and stuff they talk about and this influence that they have. And, you know, the people making vaccines are behind it, and the medicines, and they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. And anyway, so he introduces one of the segments with these two doctors that I see on a lot. This is John King, and he says, now, for what you see, is it correct or would it be horribly wrong? And I would just think it would be the other opposite would be would it be correct or room for improvement against one of the typical vaccines and everything exploding. But the two doctors, I thought, I was like, who are these people, you know? And then I see the one's Megan Rainey, and the other one's Ashish Jha, and they both, their wiki page almost read the same, Columbia, Harvard, and this Harvard School of Public Health, which when I looked into it and drilled down into that on their wiki page, it's like a Ayn Rand nightmare, you know? And, mm-hmm. and there's this guy that just invested with them back in 2014, this Chan, who he's an entrepreneur that made his studied radiation and stuff, and now he has a private equity group, and he donated this $350 million to Harvard University, and they renamed it Harvard Chan School of Public Health. And I think that's influencing. I just want to say that he has all these string of VaxaCore. He's got, like, interest. He's on the director of the boards on these vaccine companies, and he has private equity firm. That's a lot of influence. And on top of that, he put in the Harvard Square where he lives another $500 million. And I'm just thinking that's peddling influence. That's reciprocity. And these two people, there's no, at this segment, there was no, at least on Fox, I'll say on Fox, they'll have both sides. They'll have a couple of guys arguing with each other, not all the time, but on CNN, I don't see it. And I just think this is a nightmare waiting to happen, peddling influence with this Harvard of Public Health. And Megan Rainey, I could just say, she's also a doctor who's a gun grabber, mm-hmm. and she... And that's all I've seen. But she fought for getting PPE stuff in there, and doing a defense initiative to get the private companies to get more supplies to the hospitals. So they're both trained, they're smart, they've done well in school, but they're both got their. You know, their degrees or their advanced degrees from this Harvard of Public Health, which is, to me, I don't think now that this guy is giving them $350,000 and their webpage or their wiki page talks that we're going to be focusing on the pandemics and all that stuff. It's right there. And I just think that I've seen these guys on a lot. And that's my point, that CNN is even worse, and I think we should be concerned about this kind of peddling influence and the people behind it, where it's right there on Wiki. You don't even have to drill down. It's right there. People spending yeah. money, peddling influence. This guy owns Medicor, VaxaCore, all these. They do that, and it says right on their page, we are pushing this agenda. So I just thought that's all I wanted to say for today.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for that information, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take a call, and I hope I'm not going to botch this. Gurna Lovana in California. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I am being targeted with the electromagnetic radiation.
Well, I think they're also targeting your telephone because I can barely understand you.
Yeah, I think so too. They are listening all the time to me, and they mock me, they laugh at me. Well, I don't know what to do. It's been going on.
I can't imagine why on earth they'd be laughing at you.
What is it? Oh yeah, I said
I can't imagine why on earth anyone would laugh at you.
I don't know. They trying to make me get a reaction from me, make me angry or something. So I can lose my mind, so they can label me as an insane person or something like that. I don't know.
Tell you, the first thing you got to do is you got to put that telephone down, because that's one vector by which they get that EM radiation right into your brain. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Bobby in Florida. It looks like we did skip over you before, Bobby, and I apologize for that. What's on your mind?
That's okay, Mike. I dropped the phone. I was working. But I was wondering if you saw the interview with HBO that they had with Trump. They brought up the Maxwell thing again, and I can't believe I was hoping he'd maybe backpedal or something, but he was almost like saying she's innocent. He was like, I couldn't believe what was coming out of his mouth. He says, Well, you know, her boyfriend died in jail, and we don't know if he died or not, so I wish her well. I mean, I wish everyone well. And he threw his hands out like he's playing in the court. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're done. We got two pedophiles running for president. Oh, my God. But there's hope, though. You know, I was in Tampa. I was in Hillsborough County last night, and I seen little football, little peewee football teams playing. And their parents were there, no mask, nowhere, a cop in the parking lot. It was so nice. I went to three or four stores a day with no mask out here in Hillsborough County, which is Tampa area, Planet City, Tampa, Brandon. It was very nice. It was last night, it just gave me the goosebumps just seeing all them people with no mask, letting your kids play,
yeah.
Cop in the parking lot. It's looking good. You know, in some places you wouldn't even think that this crap's going on, and I just hope that keeps going, you know. Well, I thought I'd just tell you about that interview. I'm surprised no one's talking about it. And if it was my own brother who was accused of all this stuff, I wouldn't say anything other than he's going to get what he deserves. You know, that's the most heinous thing you can do. And look at all the – she was already sued, so she knows she's some kind of guilt on this woman. And then Geraldo Rivera, this whole thing is sick. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here, and getting on back to the local news. And there's, well, apparently Trump is now having a press conference weighing in on the fact that Biden has announced Harris as his running mate. And again, no coverage about what's going on in Portland, no coverage about what's going on in Chicago. We're being mushroomed. Okay. We're being kept in the dark and fed garbage. That's what we're, or if you want the other term, we're being conditized. We're trying to make the news to keep our attention here on Harris. This has been running for what? Close to an hour. Yes, it's Kamala Harris. Let's get on to some other news now. Almost enough to make me turn back to CNN, but not quite. All right, anyway, getting on back to Louisville. Apparently, Black Lives Matter activists are demanding protection money from local businesses. Black power activists in Louisville, Kentucky, which is just over that away a little bit, are holding heavily armed marches in the streets, threatening to burn the city down and using mafia tactics to demand extortion payments from local businesses in the name of advancing their racial interests. And by the way, there is nothing new. There's been a lot of these so-called movements that are out there, you know, we're bringing democracy, we're ending racism, we're saving the baby seals. And then what you find out going on in the background is, you know, if you will give us money to support our organization, we won't tell them that you're clubbing baby seals in your back room. But I'm not clubbing baby seals in the back room. Doesn't matter. If we tell them that you are, oh boy, are you going to be in trouble? All right, here's your money. All righty, let's see. Do Black Americans support defunding the police? Surprisingly, polls are showing only 80% want the cops. Over 80% want the cops to stay and keep patrolling their communities. Only this tiny minority that want the police to go away. Gee, I wonder what the tiny minority does when the cops aren't around. Despite Black Lives Matter protests raging across the country and moves to defund police departments or cut back their budgets, a new poll suggests Black citizens don't support the efforts to remove cops from the streets. The Gallup poll released a week ago was conducted throughout July and involved over 36,000 adults across the United States. 81% of Black respondents said they want police to spend the same amount of time in the neighborhoods that they already do or have even more of a presence. The results are similar across races, with 88% of white Americans, 83% of Hispanic Americans, and 72% of Asian Americans all saying the same thing. Well, I would like to go back to a nation in which the police were out there fighting crime and not making sure that we weren't endangering the local species. Make sure that we're wearing our masks here. Another poll is showing 84% of Americans are blaming the corporate media for political divisions in the country. The Knights Foundation Gallup poll revealed that 86% of respondents say they see a great deal or a fair amount of political bias in the media. They're not hiding it very well, are they? This compares to 62% who felt the same way all the way back in 2007. Ah, 2007, before the big financial crash. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. It's still here. It's still being exploited shamelessly here. Story that's coming on out of stationgossip.com. COVID-19 patients with and without symptoms are equally contagious. Asymptomatic people have just as much virus in their noses, mouths, and lungs as those who cough and run fevers. The World Health Organization has admitted in their June 5th, 2020 guidance that there's no direct evidence masks prevent viral infection. Even though the masks do not prevent the spread of viral infections, the WHO still makes a case for universal mask wearing, citing benefits such as reduced stigmatization of people caring for COVID-19 patients in non-clinical setting, making people feel like they're doing something to help, serving as a reminder to be compliant with other measures, and economic benefits for people who can sew homemade masks. So they're basically saying they don't really do any good, but we're going to keep on doing it because it looks good. It makes you look like you care. It's started a whole new cottage industry, and that's good for the economy. Well, I'm sorry. I'm in favor of not stigmatizing people, and I'm in favor of cottage industries, but this is ridiculous. You know, this is like somebody saying that if you wear silk flowers in your hair, that you'll head off an alien invasion, as in Space Alien. And therefore, we go on doing it, even though there's no real threat of a space alien invasion. We're going to do it because the people who make silk flowers get an economic benefit. It really is silly. Over in Great Britain, it's getting a little more extreme. An internal government guide meant to inform local councils and town authorities on possible strategies to deal with the rising coronavirus cases explored scenarios wherein demolition of contaminated homes would be allowed. In other words, they're going to bulldoze them down, burn what's left over. So, anyway. Apparently, according to this article from Investment Watch blog, Biden is going to skip the DNC itself. Now, their convention supposedly starts Sunday. That's why he had to get the announcement for the running made out there. And this article saying Democrats aren't really campaigning, and at this point they're not. Biden has announced Kamala Harris as his VP. Biden is not going to be at the DNC itself. He's going to basically be there virtually from his basement. And this article asks, are the Democrats planning to lose? No, they're planning on stealing. We saw the same thing back in 2016. Hillary put on a token campaign. Showed up at places like bicycle repair shops, and she couldn't even fill those. Meanwhile, Trump was filling these sports venues like crazy. Because they were going to steal it. And they came awfully close to doing it. This time, they're going to try even harder. And Trump had his opportunity to stop it, and he didn't. And I don't want Biden to win. But if he does, I'm going to stick my tongue out at the White House and say, you blew it. You had your chance and you blew it. Over at CNN, political analyst April Ryan says she can't wait to see armed forces eject Trump from the White House. Well, you know, they're not hiding their bias anymore. Better than 80% of Americans see the bias. Apparently, Donald Trump is considering doing his convention speech where he accepts the nomination from the White House virtually because of COVID-19. And Pelosi is saying he can't do that. Very wrong for Trump to consider the White House as a venue for his convention speech and claims it won't happen. Well, I'm not aware of any rules that say that he can't make a speech from the White House. Certainly he has. Somebody may point out that he's using public property, meaning the White House, for a political campaign, which you're not supposed to do. But I'm sure from Pelosi's point of view, making the speech from the White House is going to remind everybody he is the incumbent president. That's why she's making up a stink. And this is where it gets really significant, and I'm glad to see this happening. Apparently, and this is an article over in CuzBlue.com, Republicans are outpacing Democrats in voter registration, gaining in key battleground states. The only way we will defeat the theft of the 2020 election is for everybody listening to my voice to get out there, register to vote, and go on out and vote at a polling place on the election. Don't vote by mail. That's the vector by which they're going to try and steal this. And we're already seeing these stories about ballots that are being submitted without postmarks. How can that happen? How can something go through a post office in theory and show up without any postmarks at all? They're going to steal this election, and they're not even trying to hide it. And that's why I'm concerned. Looking at what's happening in Belarus, we could see rioting in the streets of America if Biden steals this election from Trump. And I'm not 100% comfortable supporting Trump because he's been a terrible, terrible disappointment. But right now, he definitely is the best that we've got. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And just got an interesting little email. I think that they will get rid of Biden around the end of September and move Harris to presidential candidate with Clinton as vice president. That way they can have 1 month before election to get everybody excited and not enough time for the opposition to mount an effective response. Interesting theory. They could try. I think something that dramatic would probably throw the Democratic Party into complete disarray. But then if they're planning on stealing the election with vote by mail anyway, it wouldn't be a factor. This is definitely going to be one for the history books, whatever happens in November. Speaking of November, President Trump wants to debate Joe Biden sooner than September 29th. He's requested an additional debate to bring the total to four. He wants one debate to take place before the mail-in ballots begin, because otherwise a lot of votes will be cast before the people have a chance to see how Biden actually handles himself in a debate against the incumbent United States president. And Trump is saying the only problem he has with the debate is, you know, it is ridiculously late. Should have been happening, you know, I mean, officially the candidates aren't the candidates until after the conventions, but that'll be end of this month. And to wait another whole month for a debate, I agree, that's ridiculous. Not that I'm expecting a debate would be anything but a foregone conclusion. All right, turning to the international news, and I know we're almost out of time here. The U.S. Navy has seized an Iran-bound ship carrying pharmaceutical supplies off of China. And apparently a Navy warship seized a transport ship near the Chinese port of Qingdao on Wednesday morning. Is that an act of piracy? I mean, we're not in a declared war either with China or with Iran. And so I think under maritime law, the United States Navy just committed an act of piracy. They boarded a ship without the owner of that ship's permission in order to confiscate its crew, its cargo. Now, the ship was reportedly en route to Iran, loaded with medical manufacturing components, specifically zeolite, which FARS News Agency says is needed for manufacturing oxygen concentrators for coronavirus-infected patients. Only one imported part is used for production of oxygen concentrators, which is zeolite, and we are forced to purchase it from France and import it to the country through several intermediaries. We're not even dealing with the material that's used for weapons. We're dealing with medical supplies. We're dealing with the one component Iran needs to deal with the coronavirus. In a very loosey-goosey roundabout way, this almost is an act of biological warfare. To deny Iran the means to treat their coronavirus patients. And as I said, under maritime law, I think it's an act of piracy. So maybe it's time to take down that stars and stripes pennant there on the transom and hoist the Jolly Roger. Hoist the skull and bones. We're going to be pirates now. The U.S. Navy pirates. What they are, I'm sorry to say, but I'm pretty sure that's an act of piracy. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I will be back tomorrow live, I promise. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.